Okay, so let's set up some basic questions on the Megillah. Achashverosh. Achashverosh was a stable boy, becomes king, and he's the center of the Megillah. Vahibi Achashverosh. Chazal even say the Techt of Esther Mordechai is called Toikef, Toikef Shel Achashverosh. It begins with Achashverosh and it ends with Achashverosh. Very difficult person to understand the rise of Achashverosh and his role in the Nes. We know he was fabulously wealthy. And that's how he came to power. Chazal say that he found the riches of Nebuchadnezzar. And although he wasn't born to the royal family, because he finds the riches of Nebuchadnezzar, he becomes king. And he takes Vashti as his wife. Yet, when Haman, who was also very wealthy, approaches Achashverosh to come into an agreement to destroy Klal Yisrael over 10,000 shekel, Achashverosh quickly agrees. So what's going on with the shekel, with the 10,000 shekel that Achashverosh needs to be bought out to destroy the Jewish people? Either he hates them and will kill them anyways, or he won't agree. But the 10,000 shekel is what causes this Haskama between Haman and Achashverosh to go through. He needed Haman's money. That's Aleph. Beis. Bigtan Maseiros conspire to kill Achashverosh. Mordechai saves his life. Why doesn't he allow him to be assassinated? He should allow him to die. So the Medrash deals with this question. And the Mefarshim also give different answers to it. The Medrash says, Mordechai said, it's better that Achashverosh should be alive, because he once gave me Rishos to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he had hopes that Achashverosh would once again agree to that. What happened was is that Achashverosh wasn't against the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He even gave Rishos that it should be rebuilt. However, when Vashti found out about it, Chazal say that she told Achashverosh, the building which my grandfather destroyed, you're going to rebuild it. And Haman's children were also advisors, and they made sure that it shouldn't go through. But it's interesting that Achashverosh didn't think there was such a big deal. Why? Why was he open to that possibility? The Medrash gives another answer and says that Mordechai said, "Ani makirei," that I have a rapport with Achashverosh, I know him. And he wanted to keep up this relationship, which he had already established, in the hopes that he would go somewhere with it. He can get somewhere with it. Because if it would be killed and another king would come in, he would have to start fresh, and who knows what's going to be with the second king. But it's interesting, the lashon of the Medrash, Ani makiroi, that I know him. Really, you should say, he knows me. The king knows me. What does it mean the Maruchai says, Ani makiroi, I know him? Gimel. One of the centerpieces of the Nesa Purim is the fact that Mordechai tells Esther not to reveal to Achashverosh where she comes from. And this is very important. And the question is why? Why was it key that Esther should not reveal where she comes from? Pashup Shad would be because if he finds out that she's a Jew, then he may not like her, he may throw her away. It's hard to say that he didn't know that she was a Jew lagamre, because she was taken from the house of a Jewish family, and she looked like a Jew, and some of Farshim learned, however, know that he never knew, and it was kept a secret. And Adarabah, the fact that the entire Jewish people kept that as a secret from Achashverosh, it was a schus in the Nes. But the fact that she had to keep this a secret is critical. And it's her bartering piece towards the end, where she says, if you grant my request, then I'll tell you what you want to know about my history. The Chazal also say that when Esther is coming and approaching Achashverosh, Vatilvash Esther Malchus, so when he sees her in the distance coming, so Chazal say that he gets furious and upset, and he says, What a brazen act of disrespect to come without being called to the king. And he wanted to kill her, just like he killed Vashti, on the same account. But as she comes close, the Shavat HaZav comes down. And Chazal say that he has a change of heart, and he runs to her, and he hugs her, and he kisses her, and he says, "Oh, my dear Esther, what is it that I could do for you?" No explanation what happened. First of all, and also, what's the deal with the Shavat HaZav? As if this is something which we should know about, this Shavat HaZav. But he had this change of heart. What happened? So let's begin by establishing the following piece, which comes together through different Chazal. Historically, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. It was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. And then there was Belshazzar, and he was killed, and others before, and then Ahasuerus assumed the throne. Now, Chazal tell us that there was a shirayim from the Malchus of Shlomo, which was very coveted in the eyes of the Umos HaOlam. Shlomo was looked at as a person who kings aspired to be like. And they saw the chashivas of Shlomo. It was still known in those days. And that's the Kisei of Shlomo. And Ahasuerus was able to sit on the Kisei of Shlomo, and Koresh was able to sit on it. But when Ahasuerus tried to sit on it, it didn't allow him to. This was a very ornate, beautiful throne. And Chazal tell us that since Ahasuerus couldn't sit on the throne of Shlomo, he had a replica made, and it was made in Shushan. And I think the Vilna Gaon adds that it was so heavy and it couldn't be moved that they had to change the capital to the city of Shushan because that's where the throne was. And this was something which was very special to Ahasuerus. And that was really part of the Nesi says, because Mordechai was in Shushan, so Hashem orchestrated all these events that the throne should be there, that the capital should be there, that Ahasuerus should be there, because Mordechai was there, and that was the part of the Hashgacha and the Nes. So we see already the idea that Ahasuerus wants the throne of Shlomo, and he builds a replica of the Kisei of Shlomo, that Ahasuerus wants to be like Shlomo. And he achieves that. In the same way that Shlomo ruled over the whole world, Chazal count Ahasuerus as one of those people. But there are many more things about Ahasuerus in which he wanted to be like Shlomo, which come together. Chazal tell us that everything in the house of Shlomo was made of gold. Everything was gold. And the same thing is true by Ahasuerus and Pirkei Avot Elazar Perek Mem Tes. Kol klei tashmishu shel Ahasuerus lo hayu kasef ela zahav. Everything was gold. In that way, he tried to make himself doma, of course, in a very chitzonious way, to Ahasuerus. To Shlomo, right. What was the great Beharoises Oshek V'machuso? Ahasuerus makes a big party. Also, Shlomo made big parties. But the highlight of which he displayed at the party was the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo. That was his most prized possessions. That was the pride of his Malchus. Chazal say that when Ahasuerus killed Vashti without any Beis Din, without any judicial process, that was like Shlomo. Shlomo was able to kill without Edim, without Hasara, and Ahasuerus did the same thing. Shlomo had 1,000 wives. Ahasuerus had a beauty pageant, took wives from all over the country, all over the world. Ahasuerus was a stable boy, he had horses. And that was the beginning of that's how he served in the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. And Shlomo also had tons and tons of horses. So we see that Ahasuerus wants to be doma to Shlomo. Because Shlomo is seen in the eyes of Ahasuerus as the Shoresh of Al-Malchus, and it really is. The only true Malchus in the world is the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchus of Shlomo was a dugma of what it means, the prime of the Malchus of Hashem in this world. And they had a connection to like the Shirayim of the Malchus of Shlomo. So with that being said, we can understand the next piece. The Gemara asks a stira. On the one hand, Mordechai is called Ish Yehudi from the Shevet of Yehuda, and also called Ish Yemini from Shevet Binyamin. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. One answer is that his father came from Binyamin and his mother came from Yehuda. The other answer is the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say no, he came from the house completely of Binyamin on both sides. The reason why he's called Yehudi is because Shimi ben Gera cursed David HaMelech. And David HaMelech saw that a tzaddik Mordechai would come eventually from Shimi. And because of that, he does not kill Shimi. And so the Mordechai is referred to in the Megillah as Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Yishimini. That's not the actual straight ancestral line of Mordechai. There were many people in between. And the Gemara darshans why those were listed. But he's called Ben Shimi. And the reason why that's important, the Gemara says, and Targum Yonasan points out as well, it's because Mordechai was allowed to come into the world because David spared Shimi's life. So the reason why he's called Ish Yehudi is because he has a kesher to Malchus Yehuda and to Beis David because David HaMelech saved his life. And the Maral and Archadish goes so far as to say that the vengeance which David should have taken on Shimi was Niskayim through Mordechai on Haman. Because really, every Shevet has a different tchuna. And Yehuda is that of like a warrior. It says, Yadcha ba'arif ayvecha. That you fight, your hands are around the neck of your enemy. And since Mordechai now is connected to Shevet Yehuda, he's able to take out this nekama of Hashem against Haman. And as the Maral says, it's like the vengeance which David should have taken on Shimi, he gave it over to Mordechai to take it out on Haman. So what we see from here is that Mordechai, although he comes from Shevet Binyamin, he's connected to Malchus Beis Yehuda and to David and to Shlomo. He's like, you can even go so far as to say that David was like the spiritual father of Mordechai, because the fact that he allowed him to come into this world means like he gave birth to him. It's Mordechai ben David. So with this piece, let's go back to our questions and try to understand what's going on. We know that Esther comes from the house of Binyamin, and specifically from the Malchus of Shaul. Shaul did not succeed in wiping out Amalek. But David did. We said that Shaul, he failed. He was supposed to wipe them all out. He was not considered to have won the battle against Amalek, and Haman came from that. Whereas David made Melchamas Amalek, although he didn't completely wipe them out, he did exactly what he was told to do when he was Matzliach. Now, going back to our question, Haman bribes Achashverosh into killing out the Jewish people. Why was Achashverosh interested in that? So to understand this, we have to bring forward another Maamar Chazal, which tells us about the money that Haman had. Nebuchadnezzar's kesef, his money, his oitzers, were found by Achashverosh. But Haman, he plundered the oitzers of Malchus Beis Yehuda. His money came from Beis Yehuda. When Haman made the proposition to give Achashverosh this money, it wasn't stam money. Achashverosh didn't need his money. He was offering him money from the oitzers of the Beis Yehuda. Now we can understand why Achashverosh wanted it. Because Achashverosh's, his whole interest was in the Malchus Beis Yehuda. He held that in Shlomo and the Malchus Beis Shlomo to be high esteem. And he had a kesher to that Malchus. So here Haman was proposing to give to him ancient artifacts from the house of Beis Yehuda. This is from the Malchus of Shlomo. Of course he's going to want that. That's something which is a very good proposal for Achashverosh. The fact that Mordechai has a kesher to Shlomo HaMelech, that spiritually he's like a brother of Shlomo, or perhaps even that he embodied the neshama of Shlomo, allows us to understand the hatzlacha which took place in the Nes. Achashverosh wants, or thinks, Haman thinks, that he's going to come with Achashverosh and say, let me parade around in the clothes of the Melech, and the kesher of the Melech, and that's going to be his Pesachin. Achashverosh says, no, I'm giving it to Mordechai. Why? Mordechai saved his life. So he gives him the Bigdei Malchus, and he puts the Keser on his throne. And in fact, Targum says that he put a Keser which had the two of Yerushalayim on it. And Achashverosh was totally okay with that. Why? Because in the Shairish he understood that Mordechai is connected to the Nekud of Shlomo Melech. And there's nothing more which he wanted, which he felt, which he, since that's the whole Shairish of the Malchus of Achashverosh, of course Mordechai deserves to wear those Begadim. Of course he deserves to wear that Keser of Yerushalayim. Why is he wearing the Keser of Yerushalayim? Because he's the Neshama of Shlomo. And he's connected to Malchus basically. And in fact, Chazal say that he took all of Beis Haman and he gave it to Mordechai and Esther. Why? Esther puts Mordechai on. Why Beis Haman? Because Beis Haman is the Oitzis of Beis Yehuda and Mordechai is connected to the Malchus Beis Yehuda. So it went exactly to where it should go to. When Esther is coming, approaching Achashverosh, and at first he wants to kill her, and then he decides he's going to run and hug her. The pshat is that when Esther was first approaching, what he was able to see on her was Malchus. Valtilbash Esther Malchus. She put on Malchus, and she was revealing the Yichus, which he wanted to know, that she comes from the Malchus, because he himself didn't come from royal blood. It was important that his wife should be that. The first thing which he sees about her, though, is the Malchus of Shaul, because that's where she comes from. But Achashverosh doesn't have a liking to the Malchus of Shaul. Because the Malchus of Shaul despised the Malchus of Shlomo Beis Yehuda. But when he looked a little bit deeper, he saw that really she was dressed up not as the Malchus of Beis Shaul, but the Malchus of Shlomo and David. Why? Because she was sent as a Shliach of Mordechai. And since she was going as a Shliach of Mordechai, so Shtuchu Shaladim Kamosa. What's the makar of Shtuchu Shaladim Kamosa in the Gemara? Second parak of Kiddushin. One of them is that it's learned out from the Korban Pesach. B'shachetu koladas b'nei Yisrael. The nes of Mordechai and Esther took place on Pesach. The first day of Pesach this is taking place. That's the day of the Korban Pesach. That's the Mokar Shluch Shemar the Kamosa. So that's not the pshat that Esther is coming in, because when she's coming in, she's coming to Malchus Beis Shaul. He doesn't want Malchus Beis Shaul. He sees that's the initial view, wants to kill her. But when he looks deeper, when she comes closer, Malchus Beis Yehuda is there. And then he's very happy about it. And that's the pshat on the Sharvat Azav. Because the Medrash says that the Kisi of Shlomo also had a Sharvat Azav. And when he saw that the Sharvat Azav came down, it was almost like Minashamayim, it was a Haskama that she was allowed to come. Who was allowed to approach the Kisi of Shlomo Melech? Not just anybody, but if you came from the royal family of Shlomo, of course you'd be able to come close. So when he saw that the Sharvat Azav, which came from the Kisi of Shlomo, came down, that was the Haskama, and it was telling him that what is approaching through Esther is the yichus of Malchus Beis Shlomo and David. And that's why he came running and kissing, because that was everything which he was looking for. All he wanted was to replicate the Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech, and here he ends up marrying a woman who has a kesher to the Malchus Beis David. But it was really through Mordechai, because Mordechai was spared by David, and he had a kesher to that Malchus. With this we can understand also why the Medrash says that Mordechai spared the life of Achashverosh, because it's Ani Makiroi. Ani Makiroi means that I know his Shoyrish. Makir always means a deeper. I understand that the Shoyrish of Achashverosh is that he has a Kesher to the Malchus Beis David. So it kept him alive because he knew that he had a Shaychus to Shlomo, and Achashverosh had a liking to Shlomo. And that's why Achashverosh was okay with building the Beis HaMikdash. And he even agreed to build it. He agreed to Esther and to Mordechai to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because he was very happy with the Inyan of Shlomo Melech. He saw everything that Shlomo did as an accomplishment and something to aspire to. The Derech Remez, this kesher between Mordechai and Shlomo Melech, is nice because the Gemara says that Mordechai was also Malachi. So if you take Mordechai, which is 274, and Malachi, which is 101, 375, altogether, that's the Gemashi of Shlomo. So we see that in the Shoyrish of who Mordechai is, he has a connection to the Neshama of Shlomo HaMelech. So what comes out is that the turning point of the Nes was Vatilbash Esther Malchus. When Esther put on those royal clothes, which the Megillah calls royal clothes, it was the clothes of David HaMelech. It was Malchus Beis David that she put on. And when Achashverosh saw that she had a shaykh to Malchus Beis Yehuda, to the Malchus of David HaMelech, that's when everything turned in their favor, and that's where Haman comes in, and Ahasuerus rejects him. Mordechai comes, now he wears the big day malchus, he puts on the keser, and everything is over at that point for Haman, because Mordechai has a kesher to the malchus Beis Yehuda, as does Esther.
Hi.
So I found in the Pirei Chaim in Shar Purim Perek Vav that he writes something like in passing, but it's really I was astonished when I saw that he had written this. Haman harasha ba'avon shalai harik shalai sagag hayakam chas Hashem l'chalas hanem shalai yisav b'morachav yaseh. Because Shaul did not kill Agag, that's why Haman came up to destroy Mordechai and Esther and the Jewish people. Shehu mizaraik, because he comes from Agag. V'chein hayu Mordechai v'shtadl b'inyin. Why was Mordechai v'shtadl in this inyin? V'omer al Esther v'al tilbash Esther malchus. And he told Esther, and it says about her, v'atilbash Esther malchus, v'atzalamar sheneslabish Esther, v'malchus beis David. Her makes no sense. Why was she mismatched malchus beis David? She comes from the house of Shaul. No, says Reb Chaim Vital, malchus beis David. So if he said, we have a Havana, and just to say Pshana Devi Ariza. And that was the turning point of everything. That the Kesher, which she has to Malchus Beis David, Malchus Beis David. So, just to go back, what we've established, is that Ahasuerus had a liking towards the Malchus Beis Shlomo. Everything which he did followed that of Shlomo Melech. Since David doesn't kill Shimi, that's when Mordechai has a Kesher to the Neshama of Shlomo, as in the Malchus Beis David. So when Esther goes in with the Shlichus of Mordechai, she goes in with the Malchus Beis David. When Ahasuerus sees that, he takes a liking to Esther, and that's why Mordechai is Zeichet to Malchus, because he really has a Kesher to the Malchus of Shlomo. And with that, that's what's going with the Nes. Okay, should we say that to see that? It's Galus of Malchus Beis David of Shlomo, with Kamashiach Tzidkenu.